Alright, Purim, Toshin Bet, you can just imagine, you know, they're spending Purim right now. I think the Warsaw Ghetto at this point, they know that they're about to go to be wiped out. Yet he has the strength to speak about Purim. Shoshan is Yaakov Talav Samei Chabirosam Yachat Chelis Mordechai. Right, this is part of the song that we sing after the Megillah reading. Which is weird words. Lahavin ha ikar simchasam ha'isu mishuasam lo al shenet labish Mordechai b'tchelis l'vilush malchus. So Shoshan is Yaakov Talav Samecha. When are they tal? When do they feel tahal of Samecha? When do they feel that savior and simcha? When? You would think when they're saved. But no. It says when they saw together Tcheles Mordechai, when they saw the Tcheles Mordechai. That's when they knew that they were saved. That's when they had simcha. When they saw the Tcheles Mordechai. Lam hekti mod beshir ze Yeshua shalavush tcheles l'shu asam ha'isal ha'netzach v'sikvasam l'chol dor v'dor. And then it says yachat tcheles mordechai tshu asam ha'isal ha'netzach v'sikvasam l'chol dor v'dor. That tshu asam, that their Savior was for eternity, and their tikva, their hope, is in every generation. Why? That seems to be the ikar simcha here. What does the tcheles of Mordechai have to do with anything? What is the tcheles of Mordechai? What does that have to do with anything? Why is that like the first thing we're talking about? Oh, when they saw tcheles Mordechai, there was simcha. And then, oh, by the way, tshuasam ha'isal ha'netzach. That's the main thing, tshuasam ha'isal ha'netzach. What is this, the birosam yachat tcheles Mordechai?
Rabbi, what's Shoshnat Yaakov?
Shoshan as Yaakov is the rose of Yaakov. Compares Yaakov ben Yisrael to a rose. Why a rose? That goes back to a Zohar, one of the first Zohars in the Torah. But that's not the point. We're not getting into that right now. But it's a beautiful piyut to look into. Avala pasuk omer tefila la'ani kiyatov. Right, tefila la'ani. You laugh right now.
What?
Kiyatov. What does it mean? Tefila la'ani kiyatov. That he. What does yatov mean? That he cloaks himself. There's two levels of pain for a person. On a lower level of pain, as yachal astir b'kibur, he can hold the pain in himself. He doesn't become the chefza of this pain. Even if a person's relative is sick or whatever it is, God forbid, you know, he can handle the pain. The pain is smaller than him, and he is surrounding his pain. The pain doesn't surround him. He is able to surround his pain. That's most of the time when you see a person. Although, you know, like when I said that, you know, like I saw the father of Daniel Viflig, even a year later after his son was killed. It was almost a year. Very soon, another month. When a person has a child killed, he's not able to be mocked at the pain. Very few people. There are people, but okay. There's a guy in Haifa just passed away. His daughter was in a bombing in Haifa, and he is just every day of his life. He said, you know, he just like life stuck for him. He wasn't able to mock of his pain. So the lower you serve him, a person is able to be mock of his pain. A person able to be. He has his pain, and he just surrounds the pain. The pain is under control. However, when pains get very much more difficult and much more severe, for einu yachol astir, he's not able to hide it. He can't just hold it in. He has to cry out. He's got to scream out. He has to express himself. He can't just be sitting there. He has to express it. Because it came so difficult that he can't just be mock of his pain. Right now the pain is mock of him, and he has to talk about it. He has to scream about it. He has to do something about it. Those are the two levels of Yisroel. By the way, this is from Rav Hartzin. He said he has to finish it, so you just, anybody who wants, take.
Thank
you. Okay. Amen. When it gets even more difficult, the third level, it's makifim. Forget about speaking about it. The whole life of a person turns into pain. Amen. like this pasuk in Eicha, that's v'yakef rosh. It's around his head. It is him. The pain is him. He's not a person anymore. He's a chetz of pain. Tfilu la'ani kiyatov. That's what happens. Tfilu la'ani, that the person is so much in pain. It's ma'atif him. It's ma'atif, like a person is ma'atif betalis. It surrounds him. That's what he becomes. He becomes into pain. It's also ba'anius ratzorus. Therefore, the next word there, therefore, in front of Hashem, he pours out his talk because he can't hold it in anymore. He pours out his. Kamo shamar b'mizmor eli eli la mazavtani. The same mizmor chavvel, which is talking about the Gemara talks about, it's talking about Esther. Keli keli la mazavtani. Why did you leave me? Or some people say, Lamaz Aftani, for what did you leave me? Meaning, she's in so much pain. She's asking God, you know, I can't take this anymore. I can't hold this pain. I can't bear this pain. I became the pain. K'mayim nishpachti, like water. I'm so broken. And now the opposite. When Hashem helps a person, like with a little Yeshua, according to his needs, he's makif the Yeshua, meaning he needed parnasa, let's say. And Hashem found him a job making what he needed to make ends meet. Right? So what is it? He's makif the Yeshua. He's makir the Yeshua.
He's makif.
He's makif. He surrounds the Yeshua. Meaning the Yeshua doesn't overload him. He realizes that in his life he has a Yeshua and he's able to surround the Yeshua. I mean, the Yeshua becomes part of his life.
Wouldn't it be better if it surrounded him and he'd be happy? Like, you know, because like, that's what they're
saying. No, that's a lower Yeshua. This is not talking about that he's not Makir Tov and that he doesn't say thank you Hashem and that he doesn't, you know, do whatever he has to do to thank Hashem. He's totally Makir Hashem. He thanks Hashem. But the Yeshua, it's not like an overwhelming. He's Makif the Yeshua. The Yeshua is part of his life. His life doesn't come into the Yeshua. When Hashem helps him way according to Tzarch Yosef, I mean, he doesn't just find a job that he's able to put bread on the table anymore. Because he got fired from his previous job, he has such a Yeshua that he gets this crazy, crazy, crazy job. And then what happens? As a Yeshua makefet oto, the Yeshua takes over him. It's such an overwhelming Yeshua. We say about Chodesh Nisan that the Nisim of Nisan are makif the month. Meaning the whole essence of the month is the Nisim. It's not just like, oh, in this month there are Nisim. No, this is a month of Nisim. It's makif. So you understand the difference between makif and not makif? Makif, it overtakes. That becomes the essence of the month. The essence of the person. Whereas a smaller Yeshua, the person sells the essence, and the Yeshua becomes part of his life. And anybody learned about work from the Balatanya, he always talks about this. There's two lights of, there's two different types of orus that come to us. Or a makif and or a pnimi. Or pnimi who or katan shichola klilas vovo. Or pnimi is or from Hashem that we're able to put in part of our life. There's so much tzimtzum in terms of the ore. Hashem constricted the ore that we can digest the ore. Even though that it originally was an infinite light, an ore panemia is an ore that we can accept.
What's sola?
Right? Sola is that we can handle, that we can have patience with, that we can deal with. Or makif, who or rav she'ena kli yichol esofa, that we can't hold the or makifin. The otzim makif also b'chutz. The or is just makif also b'chutz. We're not able to internalize the great light. We see the great light, we're not able to internalize it. It's too big of a light. Chol yeshuas ayde yeshuas Hashem hashpir lanu kenoda, and all the yeshuas of Hashem come in these two different ways. Thank you. Hashem sholech liish yeshua ayde yeze sfira. Imrak b'chinas or pnimi shel asfira meir lo azagam. What does it say?
Azagam.
Sheor pnimi shel asfira gedola harbe gam meor makiv shel ish. Kamokom kevin shemin or pnimi ba Chen gamat lo Yeshua rak bechinas pnima nitein. Hainu lebrak yifri tzor chosov. When a Yeshua comes to a person, but it's through the or pnimi, meaning that therefore he can internalize the Yeshua. He thanks Hashem. He talks to people, what God did for me, the world. He internalizes the Yeshua. When the Yeshua is so great and so overwhelming, it's so beyond, like the 1967 war was like an or makif. It's something that we so hard to internalize, that Hashem does such nisim and such Yeshua to the Jewish people. It becomes the or makif that it doesn't become part of, we're able to see the light, and we're able to see the the Jews were oppressed, spiritually oppressed, and we had a Yeshua, we had a Savior. Look at Kim Shuem as Eretz Yisrael. It's not like they, it wasn't like Yeshua that, oh, now all the tables turned around and they took it over. In fact, 130 years later, almost the base of Israel was destroyed. However, so again, in Hanukkah, they were oppressed, spiritually oppressed. They got a Yeshua, the Yevanim were gone, and things moved on as was. The pain wasn't so deep, and the Yeshua wasn't so deep. It was something that they internalized. However, on Purim, they're in Galus, and they're still Achashverosh. They're still in Achashverosh. Komukam lo bilvatzer chosem nitmalu v'lohargu osam. The Nes of Purim wasn't just like, oh, the Jews were going to be killed by Haman, and now they're saved. Rak ol v'nafochu asher yishtu ayyudim heima v'sonem. It's v'nafochu. It was a total v'nafochu that not only were not being killed, but we are at the rule. Mordechai is at the head. That's been a hafochu. Meaning the Yeshua was just like, oh, we're going to be killed. No, we're not going to be killed. No, we're going to be killed. We're making all the decisions. We're big in the kingship. Ruhude Isa, the paradise, the bear makif, ancient kam sholet. He quotes a part of this, is already Kabbalah, that when we talk about the Or Makif, no klipa can, no, nothing can ruin the Or Makif. Nothing can diminish the Or Makif. With the Or Pnimi, things can diminish from, because once we can internalize it, something, that means we bring it to a very finite level. Once we bring Mitzamtzim something to a very finite level, then it's under rules of, it plays by the rules of this world, which Kedusha can get diminished, but the Or Makif, the Kedusha can't get diminished.
What's Sholeh?
Sholeh to conquer, to rule over. There's no Pkam that can rule over Or Makif. That's why with the Talis Katan you're allowed to walk into a bathroom, because your Talis is considered Or Makif. Or Makif. Therefore in Chanukah we were able to internalize the Nes, because we had the Beis HaMinish, we were in Eretz Yisrael, therefore we just needed a little Yeshua to internalize. Here, the Jews already, they're bowing down to Haman. They're taking part of the Suda of Achashverosh. We needed a Yeshua greater than ourselves. We needed a Yeshua greater than ourselves. She'ena p'kam b'kitchik sholet. There was a kitchik, there was a prosecution against the Jewish people saying, how could you save these people? Look who they are. Therefore, the Or Makif had to come, because the Or Makif is no p'kam. Therefore, the Nes of Purim had to come through the Or Makif. That's what it means, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzalav Samecha. Tcheles Mordechai. She'kasher ro, she'gam b'pol netlabish b'big day yesha. What was a big simcha? Not that they were saved. That's also a simcha, but there's a bigger simcha than that. that they saw Mordechai wrapped in the Tchelis Mordechai. What does that represent? Hevinu shebe mechaya or makif ba Yeshuasam. The simchu shevinu shechuasam tiel anetzach v'sekavad v'ladur. That when they saw Mordechai wearing the Tchelis represents the kingship. That then when they saw that Mordechai was wearing the kingship, then what?
They all had hope
that this is an eternal savior. Why? Because this is from the Aramakif. This wasn't just from little Yeshua. The Tchelis represented that Mordechai was not only saved, but Mordechai became the king. From lowly Mordechai wouldn't bow down to Haman, who started this whole gzeira on the Jewish people, and even the Jewish people were blaming Mordechai for gzeira. Now he's riding with the Tchelis. Ubein ruim legamrei ben shaloyu hador roi legamrei timashach Yeshua mepurim lechol doros Yisrael. Kevin she'az mepurim ha'Yisrael Yeshua mepchinas or makif shen shol p'kam v'kitchuk rak tam ben nimsheches. And once we have the Or Makif in this world, the Yeshua of the Or Makif, it never goes away. Because it's never diminished in this world. So, Chuasim Ha'isol HaNetzach, because it was through the Or Makif, because this Nase wasn't just like, okay, according to their needs, they were saved. They were threatened life, now they're alive. No, it was greater than that. It was the Or Makif where Mordechai was wearing the Tcheles. And when we saw, wow, Mordechai is wearing the Tcheles, not only was Mordechai not killed, but Mordechai is wearing the Malchus. Then, we understood, this is from the Or Makif. Purim is from the Or Makif. Purim is from an Or that can't be diminished. And therefore, Chuasa Ma'isla Netzach, therefore the Simchas of Purim goes on forever, because it's an Or brought down to this world that will never be diminished. It's a Kvasim B'chol Dor, that every generation we can hold on to that Or Makif. The Yeshua that surrounds us, that we don't surround the Yeshua. That was what Purim was about, and that was the Tchelis that they saw, that led them to really believe and know that Shuasa Ma'isel Anetach, that because of this is from Or Makif, this is the Yeshua that would last forever. Okay.
Another last word.